With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The judge overseeing the Georgia 2020 election interference case has dismissed some of the charges against former President Donald Trump, but others remain. John Acevedo with the Emory University School of Law explains the impact of the ruling.
I know this shows a bit of sloppy work on the district attorney's office. It's a small error. It's something that can be remedied, but it's going to cause quite a bit of delay. Fannie Willis will either have to go back, amend these charges, re-have them indicted on them, and then proceed, which will cause quite a bit of delay, or she'll have to appeal to the state court of appeals, the Georgia Court of Appeals.
The six charges in question have to do with soliciting elected officials to violate their oaths of office. One of the counts stems from a phone call Trump made to fellow Republican Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger on January 2, 2021. Trump denies wrongdoing. The House has passed a bill that would lead to a nationwide ban of the popular video app TikTok if its China-based owner doesn't sell. Lawmakers are acting on concerns that the company's current ownership structure is a U.S. national security threat. GOP Congressman Tim McClintock of California, who voted against the bill, says Americans should be able to decide which apps to use.
The last thing we should do is take that power away from the people and give it to the government. The answer to authoritarianism is not more authoritarianism. The answer to CCP-style propaganda is not CCP-style oppression. Let us slow down before we blunder down this very steep and slippery slope.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 37 points, the NASDAQ dropped 87. This is SRN News. In recent years, the breakdown of American society has negatively impacted everything from religion to family life and morality. The Mississippi-based American Family Association sees its mission as informing and equipping families to begin transforming our culture back to traditional American values. Walker Wildman is AFA's vice president and spokesman.
Ever since the dawn of creation, i.e. Genesis and humanity, we've always dealt with the sin nature. And that affects our culture, it affects our society, and it affects our government. So what we're experiencing in America with the decline of religion and morality is really just a symptom of man's sin nature that has to be reined in. Whether it be government or through spiritual disciplines, what we're seeing today is just the decline of Christianity and religion.
To stem that tide, Wildman says the American Family Association wants to help families and individuals live biblically obedient lives. This is SRN News. The New York Times is fighting off Wordle clones.
The paper argues numerous games inspired by the popular word-guessing game infringe on its copyright protections. After Wordle skyrocketed to internet fame, hundreds of copycats have emerged, and the Times now sending takedown notices to those behind some of the lookalikes, one of which created a Wordle clone project. It provides instructions on how to create a knockoff version. Jason Walker reporting.
A Massachusetts beach community is scrambling after a weekend storm washed away nearly $600,000 worth of sand that had been trucked in to protect homes, roads, and other infrastructure. The project to bring 14,000 tons of sand into Salisbury was completed just 3 days before Sunday's storm. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.